إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of earning halal and the ayat related to that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. I remind myself and you that our risk, what we are supposed to get, is already determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that has been written. Nobody can take it from you and nobody can give you anything more. So no matter what shaitan tells you, don't believe shaitan, because if you believe shaitan, that is where there is only one place that shaitan will take you and me. We ask Allah to save us from that. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. He is your open enemy. The question of interest and interest-based earnings and so forth, as I have been speaking about today, along with this, I will send you also the actual financial results of Infosys, which is a company that I like to quote in this context, as a zero interest company, no borrowings. From day one, from the day they started, no borrowings at all. And they don't pay a single person, single paisa interest in any country. And that's shown in their balance sheet. So also Microsoft. So also, interestingly, Reliance, which now they have huge borrowings, but as long as Dhirubhai Ambani was alive, zero borrowings, no borrowings at all, no interest. Aditya Birla Group was another one, which was until recently zero borrowing. The reason I'm saying is, examples I'm giving you are of Marwadis, of Gujaratis, of non-Muslims, of Hindus, and in the case of Microsoft, Bill Gates, people who are not even constrained by their religion to do so. With Murthy, with the others, I have not had the opportunity to meet them, but with Narayana Murthy, I remember I met him and I actually asked him this question. I said, why is it that you never borrowed any money? Why is it you didn't? Because there were seven of them who started the company in Pune. Seven of them started with a share capital of joint share capital of 10,000 rupees. And then they had angel funding, so they sold shares to some friends and so on and so forth. That's how they built their share capital. Now, I asked him, I said, how is it that you never borrowed? So he told me, it's a strange question coming from you. So I said, no, it's not strange, because for me, I have a constraint of my religion, but you had no constraint. So he said, for the same reason. I said, what do you mean same reason? He said, why is it banned in your religion? So I told him, I didn't want to give him the answer. So I said, you tell me. He said, because interest destroys wealth. He said, interest destroys wealth. He said, that is the reason why it is banned in your religion. And that's why we never took interest and we do not take interest. One of the most profitable companies that exists in the world today. As I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to destroy interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّا كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy riba and will give increase in sadaqat, which is good deeds, and Allah does not like disbelievers and sinners. Now, as I remember, one of my shuyukh, he used to say, حرام کماؤ گے تو اللہ تعالیٰ دوا خانوں کے بلوں میں خرچ کروائے گا. He said, if you earn haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you spend that in your own hospital bills. May Allah save us from that. So he said, this will not go, Allah will not leave it. حرام کماؤ گے تو دوا خانوں میں خرچ ہوگا. So be very, very clear about that. Now, many times I hear this argument from my Muslim brothers, especially when I give examples of things like of Infosys and so on. They say, no, but you see, we are not in that business. In our business, we have to borrow. Now, this is like somebody running a liquor shop and saying that in my liquor shop, I have to do this. Now, my question is, why are you in that business in the first place? Who said that every single business in the world is possible for a Muslim to do? It is not possible. There are some businesses in which Muslims have no right to be. You should not be in that business at all. Number one. Number two is, many times, it is not that the business demands it. It is just that you think it is an easy way out. It feeds your greed and so on. It's not that there is no other alternative. That's absolute nonsense. If in most cases, except for things like, you know, alcohol and banking and so forth, all of which are clearly haram. But the point is that if you exercise your own creativity, if you use your intelligence, then you will find that there are ways in which you can be in the same business that you are in, and you can still have growth, and you can still have enough capital, and you can still make a good profit. The question is, are you willing to do that in a halal way? The main thing is, are you willing to do it in a halal way? Because if you do things in a halal way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah. The whole concept of barakah is that barakah is, my definition of barakah is, less is more. Right? Normally, in regular logic, we say more is more, less is less. And that's the logic the shaitan uses for interest. Today I had 1 lakh of rupees, I lend it out on 10%, and now I have 1,10,000. So I have more money. Right? This is the logic the shaitan uses for interest. Why are you wasting your money? You are locking it up, you are keeping it somewhere. If you put it on interest, buy a fixed deposit or whatever, you will have more money. So 1 lakh becomes 110. What he is not showing you is, at what cost is it becoming 110? And the cost is you are buying the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas barakah is, 1 lakh does not become 110. As a matter of fact, that 1 lakh, if it sits in your bank account or sits wherever you keep it for 1 year, then you actually are paying zakat on that 1 lakh, which is 2.5% out of that has gone. So now it is 1 lakh minus 2.5%. But the issue is that the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives from that, right? The barakah comes in terms of how you live your life. The barakah is in terms of being healthy, of not being in a hospital. The barakah is in terms of being safe from accidents and all kinds of calamities. The barakah is in having a harmonious life at home, izzat in society. All of these, the ibadat, in your ibadat you have qabuliyat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your dua you have qabuliyat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to you. All of this is part of barakah. Unfortunately, we have grown up in a system which recognizes only one thing, which is money. This is a very big calamity that we are faced with. I was on the board of IDB's scholarship program for many years, and one of the scholarships that we used to give was for pure science. So any student who wants to study physics or mathematics or chemistry or something pure science, we would give them scholarships all the way up to tertiary level, meaning that he could do a PhD in it, right? Those scholarships we had to beg people to take, and in many years we had to return the money because no one was willing to take the scholarship. And you ask them, why would you not take the scholarship? It's free money. They say, no, we can't get good jobs. What is the meaning of good job? Meaning good salary. I said, okay, fine. Will you be starving? No, you won't be starving. Will you get a job? Yes, we'll get a job. But you know, it will be an academic job. It will be in a university. It will be in a research center. What is the point of that? So what do you want to do? I want to do IT programming. So they want to become computer mechanics. They don't want to become physicists. They don't want to become mathematicians. They don't want to become chemists. They don't want to push back the boundaries of knowledge. They don't want to get new knowledge. They don't want to test things and get real knowledge, because they are just focused behind, I must earn some money. And it's not as if they will starve. They will not starve in this. They also will earn money. But there in their mind is that I will earn more money if I am an IT programmer or if I am an engineer. So you have got an engineer now who are driving taxis. So you didn't get education and you didn't get the money either. This is the problem. Our problem is that we have reduced everything, including education and so on and so forth, to one single parameter, which is money. So as long as it makes money, whether it is halal, haram, jaiz, not jaiz, no problem. As long as it is making money, you will do it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. So we have extended this not only religion, we have extended this into other areas also. This is a very horrible way of living life. Barakah is all forms of goodness in every way, right? Alhamdulillah, today we are sitting in this masjid. There is an air conditioner running, there is electricity, there are beautiful carpets, we are sitting here, Alhamdulillah, we prayed and may Allah accept our salah and so on and so forth. Not one of us spent 1 cent for this. This is not barakah. Should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? We are living in a city today, Alhamdulillah, may Allah protect us from our own amal, but there is no musibat, there is no problem, there is no calamity, there is no earthquake, there is, Alhamdulillah, yes, we are living safely, comfortably. You don't have like electric fencing around your houses. Go and travel in the world and see how people live. I've got very wealthy friends. I've got friends whose daily income is more than probably the net worth of all of us put together. But the point is, you see how they live. There are electric fences, there are guard dogs, there are armed security around them. There's armed security when they move anywhere and so on and so forth. They're constantly with the threat of kidnapping. The child goes to school, the mother is not sure whether the child will come back or he will get lifted from somewhere on the way. What's the good of that wealth? They have wealth. But where is it going? It's going in paying security companies. It's going in paying dog food. It's going in paying, all kinds of things. Simply to live. Just like I am living, just like you are living. Perfectly, harmoniously, peacefully. One of them from one of those countries came to visit me here. He stayed here with me for a month. I asked him, what is the best thing that you felt when you came to Hyderabad? He said, the fact that I don't have to look over my shoulder when I'm walking on the street. I said, Wallah Ajeeb, may Allah give us the tawfiq to be thankful for what He has given us. Can you imagine? There are people who are thankful that they don't have to look over their shoulder when they are walking on the street. Because where they live, if you don't look over your shoulder, you are dead. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question. And you want to buy the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of money? Think of that. Right? So very, very important for us to remember and think that what we are doing, this is only min Allah ta'ala. And do not anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. A couple of quick ones before tomorrow inshallah, we'll go to the next ayat on this. People usually ask this question, which is that, if I have to have an account which pays interest, which is like a savings bank account, if there is no alternative, sometimes what happens is in organizations they will, not sometimes, always organizations, they pay your salaries into a bank account. And many banks will not allow you to open a current account. So if you open a current account, Alhamdulillah, if they don't allow you to open a current account, then it's okay to open a savings bank account, take your salary in that account. The interest of that, which the bank will of course pay you, take that interest out and give it away as charity. Don't use that interest for yourself, for any purpose. Don't use it to pay your tax and this and that. People, you know, do all kinds of funny things. And then they say, no, I paid my tax. It's not jaiz for you to pay your tax out of haram income. It's not even jaiz for you to take that income in the first place. So how can you pay tax or anything else with it? So no tax. Just take it and give it away in charity. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that, because you are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Many people say pay it away as charity and do not expect a reward. I completely disagree, because my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu does not take ihsan from anyone. And if you do something for the sake of Allah, inshallah, Allah will definitely reward you. So take that and give it away. But don't use it, don't touch it. That is not jaiz for you, so do not take. But give it away to charity anywhere you want, no problem. People have given this fatwa also to say, take it and build bathrooms for masajid. I don't know where they get all this logic from. Bathroom for masajid. What is that got to do with bathrooms? So there's no need. You can give it away in charity to whoever you want for whatever purpose you want. For the person receiving that charity, it is halal because it is a gift. For you, it is halal because you have given away something which was otherwise would have been haram for you. So do not, don't use it for yourself for any reason, but give it away in charity. So that is what you must do if you are in that situation. But if you can avoid it, alhamdulillah, in the sense of having a current account. But don't leave it in the bank, because especially our banks, if they have access to that money, then you know where they will put it. So don't leave it there. Take it and give it away in charity. The other question they ask usually is about credit cards. Once again, if you don't absolutely, if it is not absolutely essential to have a credit card, don't have a credit card, because the transaction itself is not jais. So don't have a credit card. Have debit cards. But for those who do international travel, there is no alternative, because in many cases the debit card is not accepted. You have to have a credit card. You can't do hotel bookings without that. You cannot buy tickets without that. So keep a credit card. Use it only where it is absolutely essential, and immediately settle the bill so that there is no interest payment involved. But don't use it unless it is essential. Wherever you can use debit cards or pay cash, do that. Do not use credit card. So as a rule, should you have a credit card? Answer is no. But as an exception, if there is no alternative, then inshallah you can have it, but do it this way, which is pay it off immediately and use it only where it is absolutely critical. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to earn halal and eat halal, and to fill our lives with the barakah as a result of that. We ask Allah to enable us to stay away from everything which is haram in earning or in eating or in spending. And we ask Allah to forgive us for what we have done. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.